Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 15. Today's topic is how to make your relationship with Jesus personal. How to make it personal. I've always liked that verse in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, that says, "The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend." What a lovely image, what a lovely idea. And we get more of that because we have the Holy Spirit and what Jesus talks about. He offers friendship. And friendships are never the same, are they, between two different people? They're all personal. And Jesus offered us friendship. John 15, verse 15, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends." Friendship with Jesus. What about your relationship with Jesus? Is it personal? Is it unique? Or is it a cookie-cutter friendship? One where you're trying to fit your experience of walking with Jesus into a mold someone else invented? What does it mean to make our relationship with God personal? Well, we're going to look at this today because of something that happened last Sunday. Our most recent sermon in the Watford Church of Christ focused on the Bible's teaching about grief, and you can see that on my own YouTube channel or the Watford Church of Christ YouTube channel or the Watford iTunes podcast. So we were looking in that sermon at looking at biblical material to help friends as they grieve. Now, amongst other passages, we looked at John chapter 11. If you know John chapter 11, you'll know that's where Lazarus dies. Jesus goes to comfort the grieving sisters, Mary and Martha. And I've preached on this passage many times and written about it in my book, An Elephant Swimming Pool Devotional Guide to the Gospel of John. You can find it on Amazon and a few other places. But I fear that I've missed something. As we looked at the passage on Sunday, we realized that Jesus treats Mary and Martha differently. They both come out to see him. They both accuse him with identical words in John 11, verse 21 for Martha and verse 32 for Mary. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." So they got the same thing on their hearts. However, they approach Jesus differently. Martha comes out straight away from the home. Mary stays back at home. Martha discusses the situation with Jesus. Mary does nothing more than state her accusation. With Martha, Jesus discusses the next life, his identity, and belief in him. With Mary, he simply weeps. The women are different with Jesus, and Jesus is different with them. It's personal, and I suppose this must be obvious, but do we think enough about the consequences of that, or what that means for us in our personal walk with God day by day? Do you see your relationship with Jesus as personal? Do you see him treating you as you are, having a relationship with you as you are, not what you think you are meant to be? Are you measuring yourself and your relationship with God against others, or at least what your perception is of others' relationship with Jesus? Taking inspiration from other people is fine, and the example of others is helpful. For example, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." That's fine, but comparisons are odious. I spent a good part of my years as a Christian feeling that my relationship with God was inadequate. I didn't pray long enough, loud enough, intensely enough, and so on. The guilt piled up until I realized Jesus did not want to have a relationship with me defined by how others connected with him. Instead, I was invited by God into a relationship with him that was personal and would develop over time. How can we develop the personal side of our walk with Jesus? Well, there are many ways, but here are three that I have found most helpful so far. Number one, if you want to develop the personal side of your walk with Jesus, number one, try new things. Try new things in your relationship with God. Follow rabbit trails that interest you. You find a Bible verse, a Bible character, a Bible theme, and it triggers some ideas and you follow it. Follow it through the Bible. Perhaps you read a book about prayer or Bible study or something to do with your relationship with God in it, and there's another book referenced in there or in the bibliography, and you think, that sounds interesting, and you follow that, and then that leads you to another book or a different author, and you follow that. My bookshelves are lined with books that were referenced in other books that I thought were interesting. And so I've read and read and read. Read books, follow the rabbit trails, and try new things. Try lighting a candle while you pray in a dark room. Try going for a walk to pray if you don't normally do that. Experiment with set prayers and not just extemporaneous ones. Whatever's different, try it. You don't have to do it forever, but at least try it. Number one, try new things. Number two, learn from others. Now, I've talked about the danger of comparisons, but still, it is valuable to learn from other people. Pray with other people. That's probably the best thing to do. Luke chapter 11, verse 1 shows the disciples listening to Jesus as he prays, and they ask him to teach them. Pray with people, or at least be in the presence of other people that are praying. You'll learn a lot. Listen to podcasts by people, including this one, but also others. Learn from others. So number one, try new things. Number two, learn from other people. Thirdly, bring your whole self to God in your prayers. All of you, bring all of you, the good bits you like and the bad bits you don't like. Have a look at David's Psalms, for example, Psalm 18 verse 1 or Psalm 22 verse 1. He was honest. He was real with God. He was never one to be shy of being himself with the Lord. And God seemed to appreciate it. What we see in 1 Samuel 13, 14 about his heart being a good one as far as God's concerned seems to indicate that God did not mind the fact that David was very real. Bring your whole self to God in your prayers. Three things there to power up the personal in your relationship with God. Number one, try new things. Number two, learn from others. And number three, bring your whole self to God. Look, there's no standard for a quiet time. There's no checklist, but there are ways to learn and to grow. No quiet time has to be perfect, nor can it be. It just needs to be authentic. The three practices that I've outlined will deepen your personal walk with God. Persevere in them. You will experience a more and more personal, and I believe, therefore, satisfying relationship with God as a result. So let me finish with a question. What helps you to make your relationship with God personal? Do you have any tips for me? If you have ideas I haven't tried, I'd like to know because I like to try them. I like to try new things. Are there any examples in the Bible, any verses in the Bible that are particularly helpful to you in making your relationship with God personal? Please leave a comment here where you hear or read or see this recording so that we can all learn from one another. We learn best when we learn in community. One last favor. Please pass on the link to this recording to one other person, just one friend you think might benefit from hearing these points so they can help their relationship with God become more and more personally satisfying as we learn to be a good friend to Jesus. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of quality quiet times. God bless.